reply regarding what was said by my colleagues from the U.S. and U.K. regarding the insistence of the U.S. on raising the chemical issue in all fora. Of course, the USA can do what it wishes to do, but I would like to say to them that these accusations are not credible because they are not based on any impartial investigations or evidence. They are based on unilateral conclusions. When we talk about answerability, well, the USA has not been answerable as their officials have used nuclear weapons in Nagasaki and Hiroshima and have killed hundreds of thousands. None of their officials have been held to account for the use of chemical weapons in Vietnam. Therefore, the USA is not in a position to say that we should be held to account. As to what was said by the representative of U.K. regarding the WHO report, I mentioned this issue with the Director General of WHO, and he said to me that his statement mentioned allegations that they were not able to check. Therefore, he was inaccurate when he referred to the report of the WHO. As to the statements by the Prime Minister regarding the responsibility for the incident in Douma, I believe that those who have mentioned their intention to use nuclear weapons in response to such an act cannot be held responsible.